What can she be? Whatever she is, she's necessary. A woman is something both evil and good, but too complicated to be understood. An angel when loving, a devil when mad. A woman can make you both happy and sad. What can she be? Whatever she is, she's necessary. Afraid of a cricket, she'll scream at a mouse, but she'll tackle a husband as big as a house. She'll take him for better, she'll take him for worse. She'll bust his head open and then be his nurse. What can she be? Whatever she is, she's necessary. She's bashful, deceitful, keen-sighted and blind. Simple and crafty and cruel and kind. In the morning she does, in the evening she don't. You're always a-thinking she will, but she won't. What can she be? Whatever she is, she's necessary.
Girls, turn this record over and listen to the wife's side.
Everything seems lovely when you start to roam. The birds are singing the day that you stray, but wait until you are further away. Things won't be so lovely when you're far from home. Here's what you keep saying when you're all alone. Mammy, mammy, the sun shines well, but I know where the sun shines best. Mammy, mammy, my heart's ring are tangled around Alabama. I'm a-coming. Sorry I made you wait. I'm a-coming. I hope and trust that I'm not late. Mammy, I'm talking about my mammy. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my mammy. Mammy, my little mammy. The sun shines east and the sun shines west, but I know where the sun shines best. It's on my mammy I'm talking about, nobody else's. My little mammy, my heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. Mammy, mammy, I'm coming. Oh, I hope I didn't make you wait. Mammy, I'm coming. Oh, God, I hope I'm not late. mammy. Don't you know me? It's your little baby. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my mammy.
Mother's fit and very sporty. Mother's shy, mother's loud. Mother's always like to party. Mother's rock, mother's pop. Mother's mamma mia at the mother's. There's so many types of mothers in the world. Smart mothers are mothers always on the go. Mother's fun, mother's work. Mother's shop until you drop. Mother's pop, mother's mad. Mother's crazy Lady Gaga. Mother's there's so many types of mothers in the world. Mothers come in all shapes and sizes. Mothers come in many different guises. But I wouldn't change my mom for any other, because she's my 21st century mother. 21st century mother. 21st century mother. Short mothers, tall mothers, fit and very sporty. Mothers shy, mothers loud. Mothers always like to party. Mothers rock, mothers pop. Mothers mamma mia at the mothers. There's so many types of mothers in the world. Smart mothers are mothers always on the go. Mothers fun, mothers work. Mothers shop until you drop. Mothers pop, mothers mad. Mothers crazy Lady Gaga. Mothers, there's so many types of mothers in the world. Mothers come in all shapes and sizes. Mothers come in many different guises. But I wouldn't change my mom for any other, because she's my 21st century mother. 21st century mother. 21st century mother.
No fury, not half the fury of a woman who's been scorned. The wind can scream in the night. The rain can teem in the night. But hell hath no fury, not half the fury of a woman who's been scorned. You'll find when she's come, she's a sly sister. Her calm is the calm before the storm. Mister, that calm has the feel of a real twister. The only solution is in retribution, that flash of lightning you you fear will soon be frightening to hear. So don't say you haven't been warned. Hell hath no fury, not a fraction of the fury of a woman who's been scorned.
From the day he's born and it lasts until he dies. There's always a woman with wiles and snares he can never escape, though he tries. She'll blink her eyes like a moonstruck cow and wiggle herself in hearts. And before he knows it, he's a married man, and then his trouble starts. Jaw, 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 yap, 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 yap. A woman's tongue is the devil when it's hung in the middle and wags both ends. Jaw, 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 yap, 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 yap. A woman can drive a good man nuts with her jaw and her yap, yap, yap. Walks to the altar with a smile on his face and meekly says, I do. And the knot is tied, but it's around his neck. It's a knot he can't undo. A lion kiss and a week of bliss, and the sucker is doomed for life. He finds he's married to a chatterbox instead of a loving wife. Jaw, 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 yap, 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 yap. A woman's tongue is a devil when it's hung in the middle and wags both ends. Jaw, 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 yap, 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 yap. A woman can drive a good man nuts with her jaw and her yap, yap, yap. There must be a place in the sweet by and by where a man can eventually go, where a woman will only be allowed two words, a respectful yes or no. Oh, in that beautiful place where a man is the boss and his spirit can soar and sing. He can do as he pleases and never hear a yap. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Jaw, 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 yap, 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 yap. A woman's tongue is a devil when it's hung in the middle and wags both ends. Jaw, 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 yap, 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 yap. A woman can drive a good man nuts with her jaw and her yap, yap, yap.
Years or 4 months or 2 months or even like 5 weeks. I mean, you've done a lot of growing in that amount of time. You know, I was reading in that book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and it basically said that men are problem solvers.
She's talking again. It's really bugging me. She's talking again. It's so embarrassing. I look at my friends. They think she's psycho because she's talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. She's talking again. I need a cigarette. She's talking again. I wish we never met. She's talking again. She's like a TV set. She's talking and talking and talking and talking.
forward to spending a lot of time together in the future.
You're just the second greatest sex, the second greatest sex, the lesser.
Men are the second greatest sex, 'cause we're the greatest sex, Professor.
Men like to fight, they fight for the right, and they always win the tussles.
But when you're aglow and we tell you no, what good are muscles?
Yeah, but you girls are just an also-ran. You're just not like a man. Oh, no, sir.
And you should be mighty glad of this, 'cause think what you would miss when we come closer.
Yeah, but we wear the pants.
You don't have a chance when we want to run the show.
But you're the second and we're the first.
We're the best and you're the worst.
You're the second greatest sex I know. Time began, you begged every man to please take you to the chapel.
Oh, bless Mother Eve, she made Adam grieve with just an apple.
Yeah, but there's nothing stronger than a man. No woman ever can enslave us.
Yes, but we girls can make you bite the dust by emphasizing just what nature gave us.
But we make the rules.
Yes, but we have the tools to make all the rules sublime.
Still, when all the lights are low and I hold you tight, I know I will feel my loving temperature climb.
It feels great to be next to the second greatest sex. Every time.
The other day I wrote the fella I've been going with and sent him this little song. M is for the many times you made me. O is for the other times you tried. T is for the tourist cabin weekends. H is for the hell that's in your eyes. E is for the everlasting passion. R is for the wreck you made of me. Put them all together, they spell mother. That is what I think I'm gonna be. About 3 days later, he sent me this little song. F is for the funny little letter. A is for the answer to your note. T is for the tearful occasions. H is for the hope that I'm a goat. E is for the ease with which I made you. R is for the rube you thought I'd be. Put them all together, they spell father. But you're crazy if you think it's me. Doesn't that sort of touch all you mothers? Gee, I remember when mother was a nice word.
Mothers cannot stand your room. That's the biggest hassle I ever had in my life, was the room. Come up and open the door, and you've been in your room for 8 hours. Nothing wrong with your room as far as you can see. Everything's just where you put it. Look at this room. This is a pig sty. Now you get this room cleaned up right now, or so help me, I will beat you to death. Now, that's another thing. The way mothers talk now, usually the FCC is talking about violence on TV. If they heard your mother, they'd take her out of the living room. I mean, because mothers can talk up some violence, man. You know, I will beat you within an inch of your life. Can you believe that, man? That she's going to beat you until you are this far? And then stop. I will knock your brains out. Now, that is horrible, man. She's going to hit you in the head and your brains are going to fall out on the floor. I always wonder what would happen if I went to the store and got some calf's brains and kept them in a bag, and one day she hit me and I just throw them on the floor. And then walk around the room. Knowing my mother, she'd have no mercy. Pick those brains up and put them back in your head, and don't you let your brains fall out of your head again. I will knock you into the middle of next week. Please do, because I'm having a rough time this week. One of the most frightening things I ever heard from my mother was, you know, I'll knock the black off you. Don't ask me to help you put it back on. It's your black and it fell off. Now you find out how to put it back on. And I love it when they forget your name. They named you and they forget. Come here, Roy, Richard, Rutabaga. What is your name, boy? And don't lie to me, because you live here and I'll find out who you are.
I can see everybody's mother. Lord, I don't see mine. Oh, Lord, I can see everybody's mother. Lord, I don't see mine.
Thank you. cooking we must do, and the wash and ironing too. Oh, we love dear mother. Brush that teardrop from your eye. There's no reason you should cry. Mother, darling, didn't die, but she's never home. She says that how she's busy now, won't mend our BBCs. And all our homes have holy toes. And the final's full of grief. Since mother goes, the movie shows. Everything is on the blink. Dirty dishes in the sink. Since mother goes, the movie shows. For dinner, baby wails. But that's not a job for males. We have no mister, we have no sister, our hands we blister ironing clothes. We have to eat potato skin, Papa propped his hands with pins. Since mother goes to movie shows. When the villain pop the rump, hit the hero on the knob. Mother's always on the job, getting full of films. Things are getting worse each day. When she leaves the photoplay, she'll come home and right away, she thinks that she can act all. Why, in her dreams, we hear her screams, we never get a rest. The other night, with all her might, she jumped on father's chest. Oh, since mother's gone, the movie shows. Every morning she is trying to hang on the pulley line. Since mother's gone, the movie shows. The clock is way behind. Collar buttons we can't find. Oh, dear. We have no mister. We have no sister. Our hands we blister ironing clothes. Poor old father's getting bored. Charlie Chaplin calls it all. Since mother goes to movie shows.
I got a deep bosom woman. She knows exactly what I'm looking for. Oh, my deep bosom woman. You know she squeezed me till I don't want no more. Oh, she squeezed me all night long, from sunset till dawn, till I can't go on. And I beg her no more. Oh, she's squeezing out every last drop of my love, until I beg her, stop, baby, no. Oh, I just can't take any more. Hey, my deep bosom woman, you know she knows exactly what I'm looking for. Oh, I got a deep bosom woman. Oh, she squeezed me till I can't take no more. I got a deep bosom woman. Hey, my deep bosom woman. You know I'm looking for a deep bosom woman. Yeah, I'm looking for a deep bosom woman. You know I'm looking for a deep bosom woman. Oh, I'm looking for a deep bosom woman. Yeah, my deep bosom.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good golly, isn't this wonderful that summer has come. Yeah, summer's come to Maine, too. It's actually going to go over 70 degrees today for the first time since, I think, October. I'm glad. And, of course, with the coming of summer and May, we turn our thoughts to dear old Mother. So we're giving a salute to Mother and kind of women in general today, because most mothers are women, I'm given to understand. And a little short on mother stuff, so threw some women songs in there, too, just because I didn't think anybody would mind. So, to start with, we had Jose Ferrer, Woman, that was part of a two-sided single. The other side is called Man, After that, Al Jolson, Man, is not done by Jose Ferrer, by the way. He doesn't go that way. After that, Al Jolson, My Mammy. 21st Century Mother from something on the internet. I don't know. Frankie Lane. Hell Hath No Fury. Make sure you remember that. Frankie will be back in a few minutes. Texas Jim Robertson. Jaw Jaw Yap Yap Yap. Hell Hath No Fury Like a Woman Who Hears That Song. That was Texas Jim Robertson, not me. I just picked it out. She's Talking Again was Henry Phillips. Kitty Kalin. The Second Greatest Sex. Terry O'Mason, M-O-T-H-E-R, you know what that spells. Bill Cosby, back when he was Bill Cosby and not a demon. That was one of his ramblings about mothers, etc. The Five Trumpets after that, I Can See Everybody's Mother But Mine. Very sad song. And then the Peerless Quartet, back in the days when women's liberation really started to begin back then. That was called Since Mother Goes to the Movie Shows. And that's kind of when women started getting out on their own, when they started working during World War I, when the guys were off at war, etc., etc. And that's where it kind of began. The fact that it's over now, I don't know what to tell you. And then we heard from Wayne and Deep Bosom Woman. Oh, yeah. So, all right, so today we, like I said, we're paying tribute to dear old mom and women in general. I'm repeating myself, but it bears repeating. So let's get back to work. We got somebody who sounds familiar. I'm not sure who this is, but it sure sounds familiar. You'll see what I mean.
To be loved, not to be understood. Women will be the last thing ever civilized by man. What is better than wisdom? Woman. And what is better than a loving woman? Nothing. My only books were woman's looks, and troubles all they've taught me. For every woman who makes a fool out of a man, there's always another woman who makes a man out of a fool. When I say I know women, I mean that I know for certain I don't know them. The man who can rule a woman can govern a nation. A woman's tongue is around 3 inches long, but it can demolish a man 6 feet high. Of all the violent passions, the one that most becomes a woman is love. Ah, the gladness of a woman when she's glad. The sadness of a woman when she's sad. But the gladness of her gladness and the sadness of her sadness can't compare to woman's badness when she's bad. Nature meant woman to be her finest masterpiece. Women's hate is only their love turned inside out. Men have sight. Women have insight. It follows that a woman can't be expected to be happy with a man who treats her as if she were a perfectly natural being. Women have more strength in their looks than we have in our laws, and much more power in their tears than in our best arguments. Here's to the love that lies in a woman's eyes, and lies, and lies, and lies. A beautiful woman is a jewel, but a good woman is a rare treasure. There are three things I've always loved and never understood. Woman, music, and women. It is not the most beautiful woman whom men love the most. Between a woman's yes and a woman's no, there isn't room for a pin to go. Lives there a woman, say what she will, and virtuous as you please, who, being loved, resents it? Where's the man with the power and skill to stem the torrent of one woman's will? A woman is like the reed which bends to every breeze, although it can't be broken by the worst kind of storm. Woman was taken out of man, not out of his head to top him, nor out of his feet to be stepped upon, but out of his side to be his equal, under his arm to be protected, and near his heart to be loved. Woman is at best a contradiction still.
Immediately following the innocence of childhood and the freedom of bachelorhood comes that incredible creature known as a wife. Wives come in assorted colors that vary from day to day. Platinum blonde, red, ash blonde, brunette, henna, auburn, and camel brown. According to a recent 30-day survey, by the way, more doctors are switching to camel-haired women than ever before. All wives have one creed in common: to spend every penny of every nickel of every dime of every dollar of every paycheck before you get it. In this respect, they're very much like the government. Wives are found everywhere: at reducing salons, bridge parties, Saks Fifth Avenue, beauty parlors, bargain basements, in your hair, on your lap, in mud packs, maternity rooms, and going through your pockets. Mothers love them. Mother-in-laws tolerate them. Spinsters envy them, and husbands fear them. A wife is purity with cold cream on her face, dignity with a dish mop in her hand, beauty with curlers in her hair, and wisdom with an unbalanced checkbook. No matter how busy you are, your wife will keep you on the phone till she gets that new dress she saw downtown. But when you want to show her off, she hasn't a thing to wear. A wife is a composite of many things. the curiosity of an income tax collector, the suspicion of a detective, the imagination of a psychoanalyst, and the temper of a Marine First Sergeant. She likes charge accounts, babies, soap operas, diets, all kinds of presents, gossip, a 21-inch waistline, mink coats, sleeping late, eating out, and other men. She hates corsets, ironing, being over 30, husbands who use guest towels, budgets, cigars, the Jones Cadillac, her husband's secretary, and other women. Nobody can get as happy on one glass of champagne or be so late to so many appointments. Nobody can spend as much time tweezing, plucking, vibrating, combing, brushing, polishing, rubbing on, rubbing off, touching up, and still come out looking pretty much the same as she did before. Nobody can be as illogical, cry so conveniently, interrupt so frequently, or louse up the punchline of a good story so often. And nobody else can cram into one small pocketbook 4 lipsticks, last year's expired license, 10 handkerchiefs, 2 lumps of trapped sugar, hairpins, an extra pair of nylons, keys to the trunk in the attic, 2 compacts, a raffle ticket for a turkey, and enough perfume to keep her going for 8 years. A wife is a magical creature. She can make more things disappear just when you need them. She's your warden, your overseer, your treasurer, your probation officer, and your wife. And when you come home at night, tired from a rough day at the office, longing for your slippers and a warm fire, there's nothing in the world like a wife to greet you at the door with 3 little words, "Where's the money?"
If you want to be happy and live a king's life, you'll never make a pretty woman your wife. If you want to be happy and live a king's life, you'll never make a pretty woman your wife. All you've got to do is just as I say, and then you would be jolly, merry, and gay. That's from a logical point of view. You always love a woman younger than you. A pretty woman makes her husband look small. I mean, and very often causes a downfall. As soon as she married her, and then she'll start to do the things that will break his heart. And when you think that she's belonging to you, she's calling somebody else to do. Therefore, from a logical point of view, you'll always have a woman out here than you. Well, if you make an ugly woman your wife, you can be sure you'll be happy in all your life. But she would never do things in a funny way. Who are lucky neighbors who have anything to say. And she won't disregard her husband at all by exhibiting herself to beat her and fall. So from a logical point of view, I'll always love a woman out here than you. An ugly woman gives you your meals on time, and all the time you make you happy in mind. At night when you lay up on your cozy bed, you will move to the rest and scratch your head. And like a bird for your night, and if a little toy, chick, or kick, he aim at the neck. So from a logical point of view, the lovers of a woman up here. Your friends might say you have no taste, but love an ugly woman about this place. One with you looking barbarous and rough, with a skin as an inchilla, bumpy and tough. When you can't see your mouth all into a ride, and a wrong lips are fun to a mate and bow tie. So from a logical point of view, but I always love a woman up here than you.
Nothing I them being queen. Perfect house, yeah, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of her loving someone else. But she wears my brand. For this little gal of mine, I'd fight most any man.
Get in, friend.
Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of her loving someone else.
That's right, baby.
Never be no fear of them wolves hanging around. Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of her loving someone else. I've been all around this wide world, nothing I ain't seen. Well, I've got a little gal, she's far from being queen. Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of her loving someone else.
I was born was on a cold and frosty winter's morn. The doctor said I was a chubby chap, ha ha. And then the nurse, she took me on her lap. Oh, she bathed me all over, I remember. And after powder puffing me, you see, Lord, Lord, she put me in a cradle by the window, in that little shirt my mama made for me. The first day I wore my knickerbockers, it seemed so funny after wearing frocks. It was, I was a little picture they did say. But when they let me out to run and play, oh, I didn't like the pants that I was wearing. And in the street I took them off, you see, well, there's in the way. I started walking home brave and daring, in that little shirt my mama made for me. Ali ole di di, Ali ole di di, Ali ole hi, ole hi, Ali ole. And then the school they said that I must go. Boy, oh boy, I didn't like my teacher, you must know. And when I played the truant quite so dear, the teacher says, now Wilfie, you come here. With a big stick she beat around upon me. There's no mistake about that pedigree. Lord, Lord, I had the map of Scotland printed on me. Beneath that little shirt my mama made for me. Last year when I was on my holiday, upon the briny ocean I did gaze. The water looked so fine I thought I'd go, uh-oh, to have a swim, but in a minute, uh-oh, all the girls on the beach at me were gazing, and some were taking pictures I could see. Let them take them. It was very good for me that I was wearing, oh, that little shirt my mama made for me. I'm gonna yodel. Holly, ole, holly, ole, holly, ole.
Pushed my baby brother off the roller coaster, then I zapped my little sister with the electric toaster. I broke a dozen dishes, then I tried to drown the fishes just to see if mommy loves me. I went into her pocketbook and took out all her pens, but I knew it wasn't right, and so I sold them to my friends. I love to feed the rats and give poison to the cats just to see if mommy loves me. I love to play with ants and put spiders in the bed, put jelly in my pants and paint the kitchen red, put chocolate in the food, and I'm always very very rude just to see if mommy loves me. When company comes over for dinner at the house, I show them all my toys and then I let out my pet mouse. Once I bit my aunt and pulled down my underpants just to see if mommy loves me. So now I am secured, cause she's never hit me once. She lets me do what I want to and I want to have my fun. But mommy ran away from home and threw away the keys. But I know she really loves me.
Went to market. This little piggy stayed home.
soles, the stomping on the floor, as she glides out from the kitchen and through that swinging door. She's blonde and tall and handsome and owned quite well by all. She's that sexy waitress down at the Norway Hall. She came from Missoula on cold December day. As she walked down Main Street, you can hear all the fellers say, that girl must be Norwegian, she's long and she's tall. Now she's the brand new waitress down at the Norway Hall. Listen to the whistles, the stomping on the floor, as she glides out from the kitchen and through that swinging door. She's blonde and tall and handsome and owned quite well by all. She's that sexy waitress down at the Norway Hall. The members all get bug-eyed as she goes passing by. Any son of Norway tries to catch her eye. Our wives are also jealous of this living doll, that sexy combination down at the Norway Hall. Listen to the whistles, the stomping on the floor, as she glides up from the kitchen and through that swinging door. She's blonde and tall and handsome and owned quite well by all. She's that sexy waitress down at the Norway Hall.
Oh, how lovely cooks the meat, oh, how lovely cooks the meat. When I get back home to eat, oh, how lovely cooks the meat. I smell it far away, and I thought of it all day. She's cooking the meat for me, what a meal it's gonna be.
Oh, I've cooked a lovely meal. To my man it will appeal. When he comes in through the door, he will love me even more.
Oh, how lovely cooks the meat, oh, how lovely cooks the meat. When I get back home to eat, oh, how lovely cooks the meat. I smell it far away, and I thought of it all day. She's cooking the meat for me, what a meal it's gonna be.
Oh, the stove is much too hot. Now the steak has a big black spot. And I hope it won't be tough, 'cause my man must get enough.
Oh, how lovely cooks the meat, oh, how lovely cooks the meat. When I get back home to eat, oh, how lovely cooks the meat. I'm coming through the door, I cannot wait no more. And at the table take my seat and put my teeth into that meat.
Oh, my dear, your teeth are strong, and I hope that I'm not wrong. Though the steak is burnt and tough, I am sure you'll get enough.
Oh, how lovely is my wife, oh, how lovely is my wife. I'll keep her all my life, oh, how lovely is my wife.
I'll learn to cook someday.
Yes, and then she'll pay her way. Between us there's no strife,
right. She's a lovely, lovely wife. How lovely cooks the meat!
Your sentimental oriental ways, in continental ways, you can express.
I'm Japanese upon my mother's side, but on the other side, I'm French, yes.
Yes?
My dear papa, he from Yokohama, my papa from Gay Paris. He likes mamas, they speak pajamas, with an air in top, you see.
To make the best of both worlds, that's in your plan. I'm doubly blessed with the gift from France and Japan. My Japan, dear mama, he from Yokohama, you and papa from Gay Paris. You're fat to cook with coal and match in one, but not an easy one to sweet by far.
To be compared to something capable, it seems incredible, but there you are.
You're the papa that came from Yokohama. You're
feet on the lucky like a man. Take the simple charmer with the last result you see.
To make the best of both worlds, that's been my plan. And only blessing is from the Japan.
When you told the dear mama, came from Yokohama,
my
you and papa from Gabriel.
My dear mama, came from Yokohama,
you
my
and
papa from
Gabriel.
Oh,
the dear mama, the key like mama, did the same pajama, with the last result you see.
To make the best of both worlds,
I want to share a story with you, speaking of mothers today. Back in 2003, March 15th to be exact, my mother passed away at the age of 75 after a relatively short illness. And, okay, boo-hoo, bummer, Nobody was happy about it. But we fast forward to September 14th, same year. And on that day, we received an adorable gray and white kitten that we named Jersey. The same Jersey who is my associate producer. I think she's my producer, but we know better. Anyway, the person we got him from said, well, she's 6 months old. And we said, can you be more specific about that? When was she born? Where? Et cetera, et cetera. Were there any shots, et cetera? And they said, okay, yeah, let's see. She was born March 15th, 2003. She was born the very same day my mother died. Sends a chill up my spine because there are certain personality similarities there. And if you know how the Dalai Lama is picked, you know why I'm a little nervous. Anyway, all right, so second set. We had UB's group. Did sound like Ken Nordine. Don't know if it was. That was Percussive Woman. What is a Wife? From Steve Allen. On the other side of that, you'll find What is a Husband? By the recently departed Jane Meadows. Roaring Lion after that. Ugly Woman. Ugly and Slouchy. Ugly Woman was the basis for If You Want to Be Happy for the Rest of Your Life, in case you didn't figure that out. Ugly and Slouchy was the Maddox Brothers. The little shirt my mother made for me was Wilf Carter, Yodeling Slim. Barry Lewis Palisar, kids artist, and that was To Mommy. Mother Please was Joanne Campbell, not to be confused with the those other guys. Their name escapes me, but that was Joanne Campbell on Parkway Records. Ray Noble and his All-Star American Orchestra featuring Al Boldy. That was This Little Piggy. The Waitress at the Norway Cafe. I'm sorry, The Waitress at the Norway Hall was Stan and Doug from Seattle area. Frankie Lane, again, and Doris Day. How Lovely Cooks the Meat. Yeah, that one kind of stopped me in my tracks, too, the first time I heard it. But there it is, right? And then Oscar Deans and Barbara Dew from 1930. That was My Mama is from Yokohama. And finished it up with Tom Rush and Mother Earth, who is, of course, everybody's mother. And it would seem that we do need to be reminded that she is our mother, and she will bitch slap us, if you'll pardon the expression, if we continue to carry on the way we have. So that's how we're going to cut out today's show. A couple of reminders of your real mother and how she should be treated, okay? I, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, and I have a creek out in front that I can watch. I will be back next week. I think next week we're going to do our Stan Freberg tribute. Bunch of stuff from over the years, some of which you've heard, some of which you haven't, but I've been a big fan of his for years, and I've scoured the earth. Now it's your turn. See you then.
Pete. Nasty Pete. Baby's crying. These wars must cease. Mother Earth, we feel your flow. The day is nearing. The children know. Fish are glowing while they swim. Men are dying while eating them. Mother, we hear your plea. We'll end this raping, soon set you free. Eagles dying, their wings won't fly. Children asking, Daddy, why? Mother Earth, your time has come. This evil system is on the run.
me waiting. A tattoo me waiting. A tattoo me waiting.